I think he made it on that one. These songs here is the ones that's on our CDs, some of our favorite ones to do. And I apologize to City Slickers Everywhere for even wanting to jam music like this down your throat. We do this, I would like to mention that we really do, I mean, the least we could do is all a request, but I absolutely cannot hand bone in a suit. So tomorrow we're going to dress like tramps. And I'll try to do it one time. So, anybody, and I'm not recommending that you come down for that. I'm simply saying that if you're one of the people that wanted to see if I could still do it in my 67th year, like I'm interested in seeing myself. We do this for people that have friends of a different species. I don't know that they like this song, but I know they always know how lucky they are to have friends like that. And my own friends of different species are mostly of the equine American variety. We speak equonics at my house. But my friend and partner, Mary Dowd, who's presented this festival all these years, you know, we lost our mutual friend Jim Veneman this year, and he had a little dog that was his best friend. And now, sort of in respect for Jim, Mary has taken that dog on and adopted it. And this song is kind of about an adopted dog, too. Up on Echo Mountain, in the year 52, Jim and Becky Johnson with a Bible and a mule set out to start a family. But the children never come. So when they found that old stray hound, they loved him like the sun. Well, soon the prayers were answered. The baby had his mama's eyes. Now that old dog baby, they all loved till the night the child was missing and the dog was drenched in blood. Now the cries on Echo Mountain are a painful thing to hear. All the never know the reason for the Johnson's bitter tears. When a man don't use good judgment, it's the innocent prepared. Now the cries on Echo Mountain still haunt me to this day. Blood baby, sweet.